we welcome you now to A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis.
So anyway, it's this. But before I do this, I got to share something. I got to share a testimony. Can I testify? Okay. This is a real good one too. So you know I got this video, Era Man 4, Destination Entropy, about the four-dimensional world, all of the stuff, fourth dimension, all of that. Well, God did something just miraculous for me, and I got to tell y'all. So we went to Chicago 2 weeks ago. Three weeks ago, we went see my daughter and all that. And now Vicky's about to go anytime. Y'all be praying for her now. Anytime. She's a ticking. Yes. And she's ready. So I have my second grandbaby. So yes. Yes. And since my wife got Xander, this next one is mine. All mine. But you say we'll see. But anyway, went to Chicago. Somebody like, will you tell this story? So went to Chicago, and you know, I'm in the, we get the flight, get the rental car, all of that. So we go out to our rental cars, and I'm, you know, with the rental car company, they already have my car ready. So we went to the car, and got in the car, and it looked all, you know, it just didn't look up to my standards. And so I had, you know, I have two cell phones, in case you didn't know. I got a church cell phone and a personal cell phone. Amen. Amen. Don't be trying to figure out which one you in. Don't do yourself like that. But but anyway, I had two phones. I got two phones because I like to be able to separate my work when I want to. Put that phone down and it ain't working. You know what I mean? So anyway, I got two phones. So I put the phones down in the car. I put one, put both the phones down. And then I told my wife, I said, man, I don't like this car. We just got to get another one. So heading back to the depot or whatever it is called, where they rent the cars, I told them, I said, hey, man, I don't like that car. They said, well, just pick out another one because any of them on that row you can basically get because of your status or whatever. I said, okay. So we go back. I get in another car, and the screen won't sync up with my AirPlay, Apple, whatever. And you know, once you get used to using maps and stuff, I couldn't get across the street in Chicago. I have no idea where anything is. I plug my phone up and punch in addresses, you know what I mean? So I was like, nah, this screen is messed up. It won't sync or whatever. So then the guy starts helping me. So I go back, we went to another car. How many cars we go to? Four. Four cars. We got in one car, somebody had just gotten mad and punched the screen and broke it. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know what they're doing with these rental cars. Finally, we get in one. It syncs up. It works. Whatever. I was like, good. Let's go. I'm hungry. I'm tired. Let's go. So we gone. We go. We meet up with the kids, I think, in aid or something like that. Then I'm going back. I'm going to check into the hotel. And I said, And I knew where my phone was. I said, I left my other phone in that first rental car. This is the busiest airport in America. You know that, O'Hare. So I said, well, should I call? So I'm going to call. First, I went online, and I pulled my phone up online, and I was getting ready to erase it. And the Holy Spirit told me, don't erase it. Said, just lock it. So I locked it. You know, folk can get, they can get around the locks now. You know, they know what part of the world they from. Africa. I'm talking about Africa. Just in case you didn't know, let me tell you. I'm talking about Africa. Y'all think the hackers and all that stuff is in the, no, Africa. The smartest people on earth are in Africa. I'm sorry. But anyway, so I said, let me lock it. So I locked it. It was late at night. I looked to try to see where the car was. I'm staying in Lincolnshire, which is a suburb, hour away, well, maybe 45 minutes away from Chicago. I'm in the suburb. So I'm staying in Lincolnshire. So I'm like, I looked at it. I said, you know what? I'll be up all night trying to watch this phone move. Can't reach nobody by phone. I said, I'm going to bed. I said, God, I need a four-dimensional intervention. I said, I need my phone. That's the phone with the members and everything. I said, I got to have my phone. I said, so God, I need you to peek into our 3D realm and move some stuff around. I need my phone. We wake up the next morning, and my daughter and them, we have this little thread, and they put on there, let's go eat in Mundelein. So we're going to eat breakfast in Mundelein. So I punch in the address where we're eating breakfast, and the phone was across the street. I'm not kidding. The phone was across. I said, the phone is across the street. She was like, well, let's go get it. So I drove across the street. It was an Airbnb place kind of like thing. And I went up to the door where it was showing me the phone was. I knocked, nobody came to the door. But I know, I was like, man, my phone is in it. Don't let me have to. No, I just messed the whole blessing up. Just being hood. I said, let me think. So I let it go. I went and ate because I'm just dependent on God at this point. Went and ate. We're getting ready to leave. And they were like, we're going to go on to Vicky's house. I said, well, I'm going to wait around, try to figure this phone thing out. And I looked at it and the phone was moving. It was moving. And so I started pinging it, making it ring, ring, ring. Somebody picked it up and said, hey, man, is this your phone? I said, yeah. I said, I'm across the street. He said, man, I'm sorry. My car messed up. I had to go downtown, rent a car at the airport, and come back up here. But I'm on my way to work. I'm late. He said, but I will call you at 2:30 and meet you with your phone. At 2:30, he called me and met me and gave me my phone. Y'all thank God. See, what you don't realize is that cell phone could have been, this is Chicago. Somebody could have rented that car and drove it to Detroit. They do that all the time. This just so happened to be a guy that needed a car across the street from where we were eating breakfast. Oh, boy. Yeah, man. That's a good one. Look at somebody say, God is good. It almost sound like I made that up. That's so amazing. That is amazing. Our God is amazing. I can't work with the devil. I just can't because he's not amazing. I want to serve the God that is amazing. AdamantBeliever.com/, look at somebody and say, God's not done. God's not done. Okay.
As well as ringing in the ears, another sign of the EMF exposure and that radiation affecting the brain and the inner ear, but also in terms of mental emotional status. So there have been links that have been now actually scientifically proven to depression and brain fog. So again, foggy thinking as well as anxiety as related to the EMF exposure. And also cardiac symptoms. Again, the calcium, too much of that calcium flooding into the cells can be related to cardiac problems. And with heart palpitations, that would be another common symptom of that EMF exposure. So
problem is the frequency itself, okay? Your body communicates with itself through subtle frequencies, okay? You've got a problem in the leg and the brain realizes it and sends a message, okay, take some white blood cells over there, and you know, stuff like that. Well, 5G is like getting a megaphone, one of those that's battery powered, and putting it right over somebody's ear and then pulling the trigger and screaming. okay? 5G is so powerful that it disrupts the communication of the body and the cells in the body. And that's why I believe it's a huge deal. Also, radiation is energy. And as we know from cancer treatments, radiation kills everything in its path, okay? So, yeah, everything is energy, but there's positive and negative energy. And the thing about 5G is just the volume of its power. It is too much for the human body. And we've actually tested that with medical tests without a cell phone on the person and then with a cell phone on the person. And you put the cell phone on the person and their stress paradigm crashes. You take the cell phone away and it pops back up. Well, we're tied to our cell phone, most of it. So we need something to neutralize that.
Research has increasingly suggested a link between social media use and a decline in mental health, highlighting issues such as anxiety, depression, and low self-esteem. However, this constant connectivity comes with a price. The pressure to be constantly available and the bombardment of curated, often unrealistic portrayals of others' lives can lead to feelings of inadequacy and anxiety. One of the most significant issues linked to social media use is the tendency for users to compare themselves to others. Young people, in particular, are vulnerable to this comparison trap, as they are at a developmental stage where peer approval is highly valued. Constant exposure to idealized images of others' lives, bodies, and achievements can exacerbate feelings of insecurity and inadequacy. This comparison can contribute to low self-esteem and body image issues, which are precursors to more severe mental health problems like depression and eating disorders. Social media has also been shown to have an addictive, reinforcing nature. By receiving likes and positive comments, it activates the brain's reward center by releasing a feel-good chemical called dopamine that's linked to pleasure.
The common saying I often hear is that social media is like comparing your blooper reel with someone else's highlight reel. So it's completely understandable why this makes you feel more anxious. Social media leads to social comparison. And for some people, comparing ourselves to others leads to worsening of self-esteem and anxiety. Here are some examples. When you click like on someone's post, it may initially feel great. But then when you post, you focus in on the number of likes you get and compare yourself to others. With social comparison, if you don't reach a certain number of likes or see that others have more than you, you may feel anxious, feel bad about yourself, and have a drop in your self-esteem. The content of social media also can worsen anxiety. For example, perhaps you see pictures of people on the beach in France. You compare yourself to them, their perfect body, the expensive vacation, all the friends they have laughing and smiling. This can trigger anxiety, promote certain constructs around beauty, and make you feel like your life is not good enough compared to others.
So I've been talking about this for how long? A long time? A long time. But I think we are getting to the point now where it is really beginning to affect us as God's people. You know, they show kids on there every time they talk about social media. You can't find one talking about adults when it's actually adults feeling like that about likes and stuff. Amen. You put your post up and you want to know who likes it. And if people don't like it, you start feeling away and all of those things. Well, what's happening is the enemy, and this is just something God has been dealing with me with for some time now, of course, y'all know that, but just as of late, just really understanding where the devil is and how he's operating. lot of things we did the sermon, a lot of things we blame the devil for. The devil didn't have nothing to do with. But the one thing the Bible tells us about him that we know for sure is that he is the prince and power of the what?
Air.
The devil has worked for many, many years to gain omnipresence. He's put together an infrastructure, so that he can be omnipresent, so that he can be everywhere all the time. And it is through the device that you carry. That was a strategic plan. We know God is omnipresent. The Bible tells us that. But the devil has never had that kind of ability until now. I believe that fast forwards the end of everything and the return of Christ when once he gains that, because that puts power, that gives him power that he shouldn't have, that could affect our whole world, infect our whole world. And I'm not saying throw your phone away. I just gave you the testimony of my phone. Like, God gave me my phone back. But you got to manage it like anything else. You can't let it have power over you. You have to have power over it. I showed you the things about the 5G and all of that because our bodies operate, and I've said this so much, but I'm going to keep saying it. Our bodies operate through electricity. Electric frequency is what it is. Not external, but internally, our bodies operate that way. So our brain uses electricity to signal our body to do certain things, right? Every thought you have, every thought your brain can create originates through frequency. That's the only way you can think. When you speak, you're speaking frequency. When you hear frequency. When you see, your eyes are decoding frequency, right? All of it is light, sound, all of that. I've taught y'all that. So all of it. So the frequency being that was kicked out of the heavenly realm is the devil. That means he's controlling what's in the air. What's in the air? Frequency. It's how you can be in a car and turn your radio on, and your radio begins to decode the frequencies it has access to, the frequencies that are around it. It can't decode. You can't get, well, if you use an FM and AM radio, you can't get a station in another state, because your radio can't reach those frequencies. They're in the air. They're just not in your airspace. Right? So what the devil has strategically done is been able to create something that will allow him to be able to put anything anywhere at any time for our eyes and ears to decode. Y'all still with me? But look at somebody and say, God is not done. You know, I look at it like this. There is no way God left us here and we can't handle what the devil's doing. Jesus is not going to defeat the devil, then leave us here, and then we get defeated. He defeated the devil for us. So let me give you some information. The enemy has rigged our existence because he is the God of this world. Like the Bible says, he has amplified his powers through digital technology. The Bible says, 2 Corinthians 4:4, in whom the what? Little g, God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. See, we read this and we take it for granted. We don't really read it. What is this saying? It's saying that he's blinding the world. He's the God of this world and he's blinding minds. How do you blind a mind? Frequencies. How does the mind work? Frequencies. And then the light of the glorious gospel of Christ. How is Christ's gospel manifested as light? Are we talking about when you get saved, all the lights come on in the room? No, a light comes on inside. It's frequencies. Now you have light frequency versus the blinding darkness. It's all frequency. The image of God shining unto us. How does he shine unto us? Frequency. Can I keep going? Yeah, so we just read it and gloss over it. Oh, the light. What's the light? Oh, I just walk in the light. What light you walking in? The light of Christ. Okay, what does that look like? That means it's countering some darkness. Amen. And it's doing that through frequency. Amen. Okay. Let me keep going. Maybe there you go. Because the devil hates God's love for us, it's his desire to make us feel unloved and useless to God. Ephesians says, but God, who is rich in his mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us. So he loves us and he's rich in mercy. If he's rich in mercy, that means he has enough mercy for our failures. He has enough mercy for our error. He has enough mercy for our mistakes. He has enough mercy to fix our foolishness. So the devil, because he hates God, he wants to use things to make us feel like God's mercy don't work on us. What is he going to use? What is he? He's a frequency being. He uses the power of the air to coerce us and give us feelings of depression, anxiety, and hopelessness. Yeah, we went to bed one day and we woke up and these towers was everywhere. I'm serious. You went to sleep on a Wednesday, woke up by Friday, they were everywhere. And you was riding around like, because I thought they were coming from under the ground, like War of the Worlds. They came up so quick. You rarely saw one being built. Like, most of us in here have never seen one being built. How did they get all these towers up like this? Ephesians 2 and 2 says, wherein in times past you walked according to the what? Course of this world. According to the what? So the course of this world, which the elite have already mapped out the course of this world. And the prince and power of the air, which is Lucifer, Satan, evil in the airways. Which is the spirit that what? It's all spiritual. It's so funny how we don't want some stuff to be spiritual until we need stuff to be spiritual. We are some trifling. We are trifling tribe. Tribe, everybody, all of us, white, black, Hispanic, all of us. We're just trifling because we don't want it to be spiritual when it's music we want to listen to. Yeah. We want to listen to music about slinging, banging, getting some, had some, want some. Remember when? All our music just corrupt, and that's not spiritual. That's right. Even though it has leached into every aspect of our lives and has altered our behavior, but we're not going to call that spiritual. If it's from the devil, it's spiritual. Now, how do we want the spiritual things from God but not going to take into account the spiritual things from the devil. It's just not going to work. Look at somebody and say, it's not going to work. It doesn't work that way. It's all spiritual. Prince of power of the air. What you watch, what you hear, all of that's frequency going inside. Just like the Spirit of the Lord, when he comes inside of you and changes you. That stuff comes inside of you and changes you. It's spiritual, and the Bible tells us it's the Spirit that worketh in the what? Amen. The devil causes us to see our blessings as lack and our faith as naivety. You depressed and well dressed. You're depressed and just ate. You're complaining and got somewhere to sleep. Got a car. Man, things are just so bad. You got a car? You have a car. A car. A whole car. My life is just so mad. Well, let me see your nails. Are your nails done? You're going to flash done nails in my face and complain? Done nails. Nails that have been done. I don't know whose they are. Plastic from a chair. I don't know where they came from. But you got them on and filed down and decorated. You know, they put everything on nails now. You got Fruity Pebbles on your nails. So when you get hungry, you got... Complaining with done nails. I just... Man, things are just so hard. I'm not going to be able to do anything till I get my check. You're getting a check. A check is... You mean a guaranteed check is coming? But the devil, through social media, through the airways, through all of these technologies, got you looking at blessings as lack. You don't even see what you have and where you are. And then when you start that going down that road, you'll totally forget where you came from when it was really bad. Then you forget how bad it could get or how bad it could be. You better give God glory for what he's done for you. You have been blessed. Paying bills, that's a blessing. Well, I can't pay all of them, but could you pay some of them? That's a blessing. Yeah, the devil got you thinking blessings are lack, and then got you thinking that your faith is naivety. Your belief is shaky. You don't really believe what you say you believe. When times get hard. He wants us to believe that we don't have what we need, and that we are believing lies when it comes to God. How does he convince us of that? Frequency. Yeah. You know, if the devil has omnipresence, then he gonna keep riding it. He's gonna keep speaking in your ear as long as you let him. He's not like God. God will tell you this and then let you work it out and this. No, the devil gonna keep talking. Die. You should be dead. You shouldn't be here. You're a waste of space. You've already done too much wrong. You've ruined it. You've ruined everything. That's omnipresent devil speaking. Pick up the phone and it's something you shouldn't see. Log on your computer and something you shouldn't see. Everywhere you go is something that the devil put there. Man, the people here at the church, we love you. We want to help you. We just want to help. We just want to help. But you thinking something about us. Why are you thinking that? Frequency. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Devices, foods, all of those kind of things can put you in a state where your receptors are off. First Timothy 4:1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter, are these the latter times?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Then in the latter times, some shall what? Depart from the faith. Why are they going to depart from the faith? Because they're giving heed to what? Seducing spirits and doctrines of devils that are in the form of frequency. He uses the internet to showcase false preachers and teachers. Then he exposed them. Ain't that something? He'll put them on there. You know, the devil only gonna put you on there to tear you down. So he'll give you your minute to shine. He wants you to build the biggest following possible. So it will be the greatest fall possible. Just go ahead, draw everybody to you, because you're coming down. He pokes fun at the church, makes fun of every aspect of the church, and raises up offended people to start podcasts. Yeah, the offended people love podcasts. This is the podcast. We gonna talk about this. One follower, and that's you. You the only follower of your podcast. We gonna talk about this, me, myself, and I. It's three of us. So he pokes fun at the church and raises up offended people. 1 John 4:1, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. Why? Because what? Gone out into the world. Social media may have some good uses, but it's ultimately the devil's strategic attack against our esteem. Yes, you know it. Social media was created to make us all question ourselves. Devil can't wait for you to put a comment on there. I'm going to post. Because then when don't nobody gravitate to it, well, this time let me show some cleavage. Then you get in the comments, I see you. All right, girl, you doing your thing. Social media may have some good uses, but it's ultimately the devil's strategic attack against our esteem. It's men too. And what's this? Somebody, you know, they send me these men that's supposed to be saying some good stuff, but they always got their shirts off. And so I tell people, I say, don't send me nothing. I ain't Tyler Perry. Don't send me nothing where dudes got their shirts off. He needs to put his shirt on. Yeah, but what he's saying, I can't hear him. My eyes and my ears work together. I can't hear him. He's making his chest jump to the words he's saying. Brother, I don't need no visual effects. Just say it and put your shirt on. Why do they do that? It's always some old healthy dude. You know, he into the health and the vitamins and all of that, and he's in the corner. You trying to watch the video, he's in the corner. Chest out. Boy, if you don't put your chest up, I want to see that. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Put your shirt on. He wants us to covet what we see. He wants you to wish your chest was like that. Male and female. No, I just playing. But the dudes, he wants you in the gym. You done seen the post, now you in the gym just lifting everything. Brother, you don't have a trainer, nothing. No, man, I know what I need. You just lift it. You'll never look like that. He don't look like that. That's a pet filter. So one dude, he went and got skin from somewhere else in his body. They made him some abs. Y'all know him too. He's famous and he sings gospel. Social media may have some good uses, and it's ultimately the devil's. Leave my skin where it is. Skin graph abs. And you working hard trying to get it, and it's not even real. Dr. Marco sent me that. He showed me what it is. It's called sculpturing is what it's called. They go get some skin from your behind and stick it in there, then fill it with some sculpture. So you got all them abs, but can't nobody touch them. No, hey, don't touch me that. No. You can't touch them. You can just look. Look, but don't touch. Why is this so stupid? Okay, let me move on. That's true though. And you just work, you in the gym. Oh, I don't know what machine that is, but that's the one you own. Cause you saw a picture and it ain't even real. It's not even real. Look at them, they on the beach, they in Greece on the beach. You don't see them broken bottles on the ground. That's Galveston. They ain't left Texas. I know what the Gulf of Mexico looks like. That's the Gulf of Mexico. The Indian Ocean. Ain't no Indian Ocean. Yeah, and then you saving up. Can't pay no bills. You saving up. Take a trip for the gram. Better buy you some VR glasses and go in your living room. You be wherever you want to be. I'm going to Mars tonight. I'll see y'all later. All right, let me get to the message. He wants us to covet what we see and feel like we are inadequate because of what others are doing and what others have. Exodus 20 and 17. Thou shalt not covet. Thou shalt not covet. Then he tells you what not to covet. Your neighbor's house. Don't go buy a house because your neighbor bought one. Amen. Don't be trying to live next to nobody to show them what you have. You know, a house know when you're not supposed to be in it. You didn't know that? Houses know. Eddie'll tell you that. He sells them. House know. It'll just spit you up like Jonah. Blah. Get out. You weren't supposed to be in here. You in somebody else's way. Yeah, the house know. And you know when you're filling the paperwork out. Everything in you is telling you, get up. and walk away. Just get up and I gotta go through with it. I told the people at the church that I'm going. Get up. Holy Ghost said like that. Get up and walk away. Just get up and walk away. Drop the pen. Like the mic, drop the pen. I'm gonna catch you next time. Amen. Look at somebody. They just, I'm all in. I always said that I would have. I always said. You didn't quit saying stuff. You need to change what you've been saying. Let me finish this message. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Don't covet his what? His manservant. Don't be looking on the gram at women and you know your wife don't look like that. And the one you're looking at, she don't look like that. You done bumped into her at Walgreens and you didn't even know it. You didn't even know that was her. I know. You comparing yourself, man. Don't cover his all of the stuff I said. Let me go back. Don't cover his wife, his manservant, his maidservant, his ox, his donkey, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. So you don't look on social media and see what your neighbor has and wish you had it. Social media exploits deficits and errors. When we have made mistakes and feel bad, y'all listen. The devil comes along to make us feel even worse. What the devil wants to feed you the bad feeling for, he wants you to feel bad, but he wants you to hold on to feeling bad and then try to look like you don't feel bad. So what he's doing is he's making you like him and birthing pride in you. See, pride is what got him kicked out of heaven. All the devil had to say, look, God, I'm sorry. Like, I shouldn't have been planning to be the one, and I'm not. So just give me another job somewhere over in the west side of heaven. I'll just be over there. Whatever the case. But no. I'm going down with this. And he wants you to have that level of pride. Can anybody talk to you? You can't repent for nothing. Can't say I'm sorry. You just can't change a narrative. Because you're too prideful? That comes from the devil. Frequency. When we have made mistakes and feel bad, the devil comes along to make us feel even worse. As if God is done with us. But 1 John 3:24, if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart. Listen, God knows when you feel bad and he's greater than that. Don't let your heart destroy you. Present your heart to the Lord. Just get forgiven. I'm sorry. Amen. So God is greater than our hearts. All you got to do is bring your heart to him. He knows what's going on anyway. You don't think he knows you? These feelings are sometimes waves that saturate our world through electromagnetic frequencies and chemical releases. So you get the frequencies through the 5G, through the phone, through the towers. Then you get the chemical releases through the food. So if you eat fast food, junk food, all those kind of foods, then they open you up and mess with your mind and the way it processes frequencies. They are intentional in changing how we feel about God and his love for us. The devil wants us to think that God doesn't love us. Revelations 18:23, one of the scariest verses in the Bible, because it speaks right to what's going on right now. And it says, and the light frequency of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. And the voice of the bridegroom, the voice of Jesus, the voice of God and of the bride shall be heard what? So basically, the devil is coming up with a way to make all of this true, where light can't shine in you anymore. You can't hear the voice of God anymore. It will not be heard no more at all in thee. Why? Because the elite, the merchants, were the great men of the earth. And then what did they do? By their what? Sorceries, which is pharmakia, magic, drugs, frequencies. All the nations deceived. Look at somebody say, but God. But God does not take back his gifts. He said gifts and callings are without repentance. He ain't taking his gift back. And he is constantly doing what? Working on our behalf when we surrender to him. So in 20 and 25, we must what? Yield everything to him so that he can protect us from the wiles of the enemy. Ephesians 6 and 11 says, put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to what?
Stand
against everything that the devil is doing right now. Summary! I hope y'all enjoyed this. This was good. This was good to me. It blessed me. No matter what we are going through or how we're feeling, our story is still being written. It is not over. Look at somebody and say, it's not over. Your story is still being written. God has not forgotten, nor has he abandoned his plan for you. The feelings of failure and inadequacy are coming from the devil. Why would they come from God? When you feel like that, that's not God. God made us wonderfully, and he doesn't make mistakes. The reason we are here is because he wants us here to help others know him. What is my purpose? Help somebody know him. God, what is your plan for me? To help somebody know him. You can't mess up with God if you choose God. Did y'all hear that? You can't mess up with God if you choose God. He knows what we've been through. And he knows why we do the things we do when we do them. He knows the hairs on our head, even mine. So he definitely understands our issues. He know the hair I cut off. Look at somebody and say, God is not done with you. Now, this isn't a license to sin. Amen. But it is a right to be free from sin. He wants us with him. So he constantly puts the right people in our path, gives us messages like this, and strengthens us to survive the evil air battle that we are facing. Y'all, God put this message here to help you fight this air battle. No matter what they are putting in the air, chemtrails and metals and dangerous chemicals, 5G radiation, all the stuff, no matter what they're putting in the air, no matter what they're putting in the food or in our minds, look at somebody and say, God is greater.
God is greater.
God is greater. And he is not done with you. And this is a guarantee. He will get you where he desires for you to be. Amen. For God who commanded the what? Light to shine out of darkness hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this magnificent treasure in a human body. We have it in a human body that's subject to the curse of Adam and Eve. That means that we have it with some struggles. So we got the light of the glorious God, the power and might of him in this earthen vessel. So that means it's not going to be easy. That the excellency of the power may be of God and not us. So we have it in us so that it can give him glory and not us. So God is working in us in this earthen vessel to get what he wants, to accomplish what he wants. But it's hard. We are troubled on every side. How many sides? We're troubled on every side. But we're not distressed. We are perplexed. Some of this stuff I just preached, it don't make sense. It's just crazy. But we're not in despair. Persecuted. They come after you when you teach the truth. Persecuted, but not forsaken. And then sometimes we wasn't expecting the uppercut and we get cast down. Cast down, just down. Anybody ever been down? Down for the count. The devil is 1, 2, 3, somewhere around 8 and 9. We get a little strength in our body. We start feeling a little Holy Ghost energy. Yeah, I was knocked down, but now I have the power to get up because I'm cast down, but you can't destroy me. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. Everyone stand to your feet. Look at somebody and say, God's not done. He's not done. He's not done. You know, yep. Tough stuff happening. But we got to make sure we're right with him. The only thing that's going to protect us in these end times is the Lord that we serve. Amen. Amen. If you want to come up and you need his protection, you feel like, hey, Pastor, some of the stuff you talked about, you know, I want to make sure that I'm believing in him. I want to make sure I'm good with him. Come on up. And we repent of our sins and just, sometimes we just accept Jesus over and over again. Like you can't accept him too much. But Father God, I just need you. I don't want to be fearful. And you may have felt like you blown it, like it was just too late for me. That's what he's trying to make you think. Through everything you've watched, everything you've heard, everything you're seeing, that feeling of inadequacy, God wants to remove that today. You're all right. You're all right. Okay. But yeah, we want to, you know, that's what we want to fight against. That feeling of inadequacy. Suicidal thoughts, really? That's big. But I tell people all the time when they're battling that, why wouldn't the devil tell you to kill yourself? If he comes to steal, kill, and destroy, why would he say anything else than it's too late for you? It's over. End it. But we know what you heard today was the light of the gospel. Something turned on inside of you, and you started feeling a little different. And that's why you came up. So we want God to complete this. Everyone bow your heads. Father God, we just thank you, Lord. We know we serve the true and living God. We know how powerful you are, how great you are, how big you are. We know, Father God, that you control everything. And though we're here on earth and we're subjected to all of this stuff, the manipulation of the electromagnetic spectrum and the light spectrum, sound and waves and all the dangerous things that the fallen ones are given to mankind so they can tap into all of these things, thinking that they are bettering humanity when they're really pulling humanity closer to its end. All of these things are going on right around us, God, in our pockets, in our cars, in our homes, just frequencies. But God, we want your frequency. We want your word. We want what you destined for us. We want what you planned for us. God, we want your plan for our lives. And we haven't done everything right. And things may seem a little messed up. But God, we believe that you are more powerful than the devil, and that what you have planned for us, you will see it through. Everyone lift your hands. Father God, we receive your plan. We receive your protection. We receive your armor. Watch over us. Protect us. Protect our homes. Protect our bodies. Protect our minds. Protect us, Father God, from ourselves, so we don't pull up what we shouldn't pull up on the phone, and watch what we shouldn't on the TV, or listen to what we shouldn't on the radio. Whatever it is, God, help us. Help us, Father God, so that we don't depart from you and what you have for us. Give us the strength to do what is right. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 What key is that, PJ? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah is the highest praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, close your eyes. And give him that. Come on, hallelujah. He's worthy of it. One more time. No music. Come on, let's sing it. Hallelujah. Come on, put your hands together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You've been listening to A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis, founder of EX Ministries and pastor of the Adamant Believers Council in North Richland Hills, Texas. If this message has been a blessing to you and you would like to be a financial blessing to us, please send your donation to EX Ministries, P.O. Box 24870, Fort Worth, Texas 76124, or donate online at exministries.com.